Lapses. I can't just be tracking the lapses, those marginals about to leap from the ledge, falling leaves as symptoms, those late at night knife point takeovers, leaving out the feathery, transient, random pedestrian melodies, some centuries old, whole symphonies that still stir that stew of fantasy and biology somewhere inside the calliope we call a body. And what is it about being naked, for example, that made Whitman crazy, made him a peacock of display and self-pleasure? And why can I see him ghostly on the ferry, rubbing against strangers who think his touch unintentional, not meant for them, when meant for is but a mantra? You can hear Methodist hymnals inside it. They're looking for a property beside the gravesite they're entitled to save them from this mindful business, when all those other tenses, those jobs and scratches and promises and bruises, flake away like rust on the barge just before it's repainted. So, we must go out to sea, the boundless, bountiful sea of old literatures with which we imbue the water imagery. I say imbue because I write for myself and strangers. I try to shape my strangeness with speed and gravity and the confusion you uncover just getting to unknow yourself, the part that's celibate and monk-like, without the flies around it.